good morning, good afternoon, good night. To whoever you are, wherever you are. My name is Quang Fan with my guests.
Kristen Bernasar.
Montserrat Mendieta.
And Faradius Dhani.
And the topic for our talk today is going to be how fitness companies are taking advantage of people using advertising. So guys, I wanted to talk about what are the implications of what the effects of these advertisements that they have on people. So I want to ask you guys, how do you feel about fitness advertisements?
I feel that they can be very helpful or very damaging, because I've seen advertisements like for my local gym EOS that like make me feel excited, like, oh, you know, maybe I should sign up, maybe I should take care of my physical health more. But they can also really hurt you, like on the web. One time I saw that Gold's Gym, which is like a pretty popular gym chain here in the United States, they posted an advertisement saying something about how they showed a picture of a pear and said that humans should not be shaped that way. And I think that's a really bad way to advertise, because many people just naturally have pear-shaped bodies, and I feel like they were kind of in a way shaming people. So it definitely can be positive or negative, in my opinion.
Yeah, I feel like they need to be careful with their advertisements, because they can give out like false information and stuff, especially people. So yeah.
Yeah, I would agree with that. There's a lot of major fitness companies as well that like provide, they provide like pills, fat burning pills. They provide substances that can make you look better, is what they advertise. But the fact of the matter is, sometimes or most of the time, those aren't true, and they're just using it as money making tactics and misinforming the public on how to lose weight and how to get in shape. So yeah, I would agree with that.
Those pills, honestly, they just seem so suspicious. I don't know why. I just, like, whenever I look at an ad, I'm like, I don't trust it. It looks weird.
To be honest, the pills, they work, but it's to the extent of, if you're really about to pay $50 for a pill that's going to burn 10 calories a day, if that's really what you want to pay for, then that's on you. But the way that they advertise that, oh, well, all you have to do is take this pill and everything will be fine, that's where it's misleading. So,
yeah, I think it's always very important to consider science, because a lot of these pills make like promises that, oh, you'll lose 20 pounds in 14 days. I think we also have to take into account like how that's not possible. And even if you do manage to lose that weight in that amount of time, it's not going to be healthy, you know, because you're oftentimes they have you eat very little, and they have you over-exercise, which can result in bad habits, and it can actually like ruin someone's metabolism and cause them to gain more weight in the end once they stop using the supplements.
I feel like if anything, they should like be approved by doctors, you know, because like doctors know best. So if they say it's good, then, you know, you can take it if you want.
Yeah, I think contacting your doctor is like important, but I feel like it's also up to the consumer to really analyze, like, is this possible? Is this humanly possible? Can I actually do this?
Exactly. And the most concerning thing with this is, like, you know, if you have, like, your average person who is, like, an adult, they're busy, they don't have time, they want an easy fix to their weight problem. So they're going to do this, they're going to take these pills, and it's not going to work. And what they're going to think is, it's my fault that I didn't work, because they've been tricked by whoever they bought them from. And that is just going to leave them doing the same thing over and over again, blaming themselves for it not working, when in reality, it's not really their fault. And they're not actually going to ever be able to lose the weight, because they're not doing the necessary steps that they need to take to do that. So
yeah, I'd have to agree, Farhad. You know, most average people don't have the knowledge or actually do research about kind of like the vitamins or the supplements they take. And it can really lead to kind of like a victim mentality, when it's like, hey, maybe it's my fault that I'm not losing weight, or maybe it's my fault that I'm not looking like the supermodel, you know?
Yeah,
I would agree.
Yeah, and then it leads to people giving up, and like then they don't want to try again, and then they end up getting in worse condition than when they started, and it just ends up worse in the end.
Yeah, you don't even have to look like a supermodel to be healthy. I mean, if you're like healthy, you know, you're all good. Just exercise, you know, eat healthy food, and you should be good.
I think that's a huge part of these advertisements too. Like, they make it seem like, oh, you need to have beach abs, like beach ready abs, you need to have a six pack, eight pack, you like, you need to look like this, this and that to be healthy. And I mean, there are people with, you know, that type of body and that's healthy, but that's not necessarily yeah. the one type of healthy there is.
And like the models that they display in their advertisements, 9 out of 10 of them are on, you know, either steroids or some other thing that is just enhancing them over other people, because, you know, most people genetically cannot get to like looking that good no matter how hard they try, and the people who can are just genetically gifted. But a lot of people are taking steroids and those like commercials and stuff. So again, it's still very misleading.
Yeah, they don't think about like the regular person and how, like, that's the thing about these products. they're marketed to like trick the regular person, because they know that normal people can't reach that body type, but they make them think that they can, which just results in them buying and buying and buying and keeps them in.
Yeah,
I feel like if anything, like the models, like in advertisements, I wouldn't be surprised if they were photoshopped, because
some of them probably are.
Yeah, I wouldn't be too surprised.
Yeah, I've actually seen articles mentioning how like many of them, like they have the lighting modified. They have like they sometimes have abs drawn on. So I mean, it's very fake. It's kind of like how on Instagram. There are many people are talking about how people put filters on, and like all these people you see, like they're just using filters, which I mean, there's nothing wrong with using filters. If you want to use filters, then go ahead. Or if you want to Photoshop, that's fine. But don't be telling people that that's how you naturally look, because then they're going to have high expectations.
Right. Yeah, that's a perfect point there. It's about informing the public and not lying to them. So I would agree with that.
So, would you guys agree that the advertisements that fitness industries put out kind of lead to low self-esteem?
Definitely.
Yeah, definitely,
because I've seen many people get eating disorders as a result of, like, the advertisements they see, because, like, they want to look like the model they see so bad that they don't eat enough, or they binge and purge. It's very bad. It can really lead to disorders if it's not regulated. But I think it's also important to talk about how to like identify if you're being scammed, you know? Like, what are ways you guys find out if a fitness advertisement is lying or telling the truth?
I feel like just doing your own research and just looking at the supplements that maybe you're gonna buy, or maybe just honestly, just do the research. I feel like, again, as an average person, we don't have much knowledge about what really goes into vitamins and supplements we take. And if we just take the time out of our day to look through some research papers and, you know, see if it's FDA approved. I feel like if it's Food and Drug Administration approved, it's good to take. But other than that, I feel like it might be a little suspicious.
If anything, just be careful with these ads, you know? If you feel like there's just like something off about it, then don't buy it.
Yeah, exactly. Like, if something just seems like it's you know, too good to be true, or if you can tell that like it's not exactly what they're saying it is, like, then I would just stay away from it. But just do your research and just be aware that, you know, these companies could be lying to you about pretty much anything.
Yeah, I think another huge thing is like making sure that the claims they make, like, for example, if they say you're going to lose 10 pounds in this a certain amount of time, like, make sure there's like a way to measure it. Because if there's no way to measure it, then it's probably fake. But if they say like, oh, if you use measuring tape and you'll see the difference, then yeah, that makes it more credible. Because if there's no way to measure it, then they know that they're going to be able to trick you and you won't know if you're not making progress.
Yeah, exactly. Tracking your progress is important.
Yeah, it has to be. I think just being realistic with your expectations could also be a good thing too. You know, like you can't like lose 20 pounds of fat in like a week. That's impossible. And that's kind of what these pills kind of are supplements kind of promise. Like you can lose a lot of fat, right, and build muscle. But you know, I feel like it's impossible. You have to be realistic to understand and identify.
Yeah.
So I think this concludes our conversation. So in all, I think it's always important to take into account that everything is not what it seems. Always make sure to examine advertisements you see, whether it's realistic or not, and always make sure to do your research.